Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning, and we are starting the week on a bit of a shaky footing. Futures are pointing to a lower open across the board.
Definitely seeing that. S&P futures are down about 15 points. The Dow is off by a handful, but the Nasdaq is taking the biggest hit, down over 80 points in the pre-market. What's rattling the cage this morning?
It's the T word, my friend. Tariffs. The narrative is back in a big way. Treasury Secretary Bessent came out saying that countries without a trade deal by August 1st will see tariffs snap back to April levels.
August 1st, Street. That's a hard deadline. And reports suggest several big announcements are coming in the next few days?
Exactly. And to add more fuel to that fire, President Trump apparently signed 12 letters to various countries about these planned increases. He also threw in a new wrinkle, a 10% extra tariff for any country aligning with BRICS nations.
Wow. So it's a carrot and stick approach. Make a deal or face the consequences. Is anyone close to a deal?
It seems the EU is. We're hearing they're nearing an agreement to maintain their current 10% tariff rate, which will be a huge relief for many sectors, especially automakers.
Okay, so that's the big global headwind. But back at home, we had some massive news. Congress passed, and the president signed that huge reconciliation bill.
They're calling it the One Big Beautiful Bill, and it is a monster. It extends the 2017 tax cuts, cuts some spending, but also includes deregulation, energy reform, and, get this, a $5 trillion debt ceiling increase.
$5 trillion! So you have this huge domestic stimulus clashing with these international trade fears. How does the market digest that?
That's the key tension for today. The market hates uncertainty, and the tariff story is full of it. The stimulus bill is a known positive, but the tariff threats are new and unpredictable. For now, fear is winning out.
Got it. Let's pivot to some individual names making noise. Tesla is all over the headlines, and it is not looking good pre-market, down almost 7%.
It's a triple whammy for Tesla. First, CEO Elon Musk announced he's forming a new political party, which just adds another layer of drama. Second, reports are highlighting increased competition for them in China. And third, to top it off, they caught a downgrade from an analyst, moving from outperform to market perform.
That's a perfect storm. Not a great start to the week for them. What about the energy sector? I see Shell is also trading down.
Yeah, Shell is down about 3%. They warned that their second quarter results are going to be hit by weaker trading in their gas division and some losses in chemical production. It's a sign that even the energy giants aren't immune to shifting conditions.
And in healthcare, Molina is getting hit after issuing weak guidance for Q2 and lowering its full-year forecast. So weakness across several different sectors.
Right, and the chip space is getting some really mixed signals. On one hand, GE Aerospace got the green light to resume shipping jet engines to China's COMAC. That's a positive sign.
But there's always a but.
But reports are now saying the administration is looking to curb AI chip shipments to Malaysia and Thailand. The fear is that those chips are just being passed along to China, bypassing other restrictions. So, one step forward, one step back.
Fascinating. It's a real chess match. Let's look at the technicals. We're seeing some analysis that points to a cautiously bullish sentiment despite the morning's news.
That's right. If you look at the charts for the SPY, the S&P 500 ETF, it found some support around that 622.45 level. The key resistance to watch is 624.50. If we can break above that on high volume, the bulls might take back control.
And for the QQQ, the NASDAQ ETF?
Similar story. Support seems to be holding around the 554 level. The big test will be breaking resistance at 556.64. A strong move above that could signal this morning's dip was just a buying opportunity, but a break below support could open the door for more selling.
So the key takeaway is that while the headlines are scary, the underlying market structure hasn't completely broken down yet. The bulls are still fighting.
Precisely. It's a battle between macroeconomic fears and domestic fiscal support. Traders should watch those key SPY and QQQ levels closely at the open. A decisive move through them in either direction will likely set the tone for the rest of the day.
Excellent breakdown. So the market is walking a tightrope between tariff fears and a massive new stimulus package. Keep an eye on those key tech levels and the big corporate movers. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be back tomorrow to help you get ready for the opening bell.